People's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. We're rolling through it. And I got to point out, January 6, 2021, only had one big winner. There's one winner. There's lots of losers, lots of criminals, but there's one winner.
And who is that?
I can tell you who. Kimberly Guilfoyle. You know, the best is yet to come. That woman, she is the only winner of January 6th. And let me tell you how. According to new reporting at CNN, Turning Point Action, a conservative pro-Trump organization, paid Kimberly Guilfoyle $60,000 to introduce her fiance, Donald Trump Jr., in a speech lasting less than 3 minutes. Well, I heard that's how long you lasted on your wedding night, Dom.
The best is yet to come.
I promise, baby, I'll be better next time. Come on, man. You think that's a good hourly rate? I mean, Stormy Daniels got paid $130,000 for less than a minute.
Well, how do you know it was less than a minute? He claimed he never had sex with her. So she got paid $130,000 to not have sex with Trump. Or so he would claim.
I'd take $130,000 to not have sex with Donald Trump.
What is that? $20,000 a minute. I don't like doing math on the radio. I'm not going to try to figure it out on a second by second basis, but it's more than we're paying you.
To me, this is a very, very sexy subject.
The payment to Guilfoyle was disclosed Monday by Democratic Rep. Zoe Lofgren of California, who told CNN's Jake Tapper, the Tapper. I had a buddy in college named Tapper from Merrill, Wisconsin, fine town, that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has evidence that former President Donald Trump's family members personally benefited from money raised based on Trump's false election claims.
We could launder the money.
The Trump family, specifically Donald Trump, making the claim, right?
It's stolen, it's rigged, it's false, they've taken it from me, it's greatest criminal screwing of me.
Crime of the century.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he says lots of things. But mostly, he emails you and tells you, send me money.
Millions of emails, yes, send me money. And people do. They sent him money. Send him a lot of money.
$250 million specifically for some sort of official campaign election defense fund. You know, stopping the steal, effectively. It's a hell of a fundraising slogan. Stop the steal. How ironic. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more here. Lofgren spoke after the committee's hearing on Monday, highlighted the $250 million raised by the Save America PAC and the Trump campaign. But those entities did not pay Guilfoyle's fee. The people familiar with the payment told CNN, no, just cash in a brown bag like Trump normally does it with the ladies. The payment came from Turning Point Action, an affiliate of Turning Point USA, the youth organization started by Charlie Kirk, who is a close friend of Trump Jr. You know, so it's just, you know, friends taking care of friends. One hand washes the other, right, Dom?
And then they both wash the face.
You want to read a little deeper in this?
I don't have it, man. Go ahead.
Okay. During Monday's hearing, the committee showed a video presentation from a senior investigator to lay out how Trump used the false claim of election fraud to raise the $250 million from donors. According to the investigator, the fundraising emails indicated the money would go towards an election defense fund. But there's always a but with Trump. But the investigator said most of the money was routed to Save America, a pro-Trump PAC. You know, liquid cash, Dom. Lofgren appeared on CNN soon after that presentation and disclosed the payment to Guilfoyle as an example of grift. I think she means graft. Tapper asked whether the committee had found evidence that Trump and his family personally benefited from donations. For example, we know that Guilfoyle was paid for the introduction she gave at the speech on January 6th. She received compensation for that. I'm not saying it's a crime, but I'm saying it's grift. They're grifting, Dom. A little bit more. Chairman Benny Thomas was asked by CNN late Monday to clarify if Guilfoyle was paid with the Stop the Steal funds. I did not say that, Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat, told CNN. It was strictly paid out of expenditures that came from people who came to the Stop the Steal rally. Last quote here. This one. First of all, we think this is the quote. I'll just read it and we'll see who said it. First of all, we think the majority of the public would be concerned that if the girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. made $60,000 for a few minutes speech, that they had no idea. She had to get paid to speak at something everybody else was coming to because they thought it was the right thing to do. So why'd she have to get paid? You know, why would you have to pay? I mean,
everyone's getting paid, man. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you pay her? And how do you come up with 60 grand? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to see the minutes of that board meeting. How they decided to come up with, Kimberly Guilfoyle, let's give her, let's do 20. No, okay, that's not, let's do 40, 40, no, no, 40, 100. No, that's too much. 60? All right, $60,000. I mean, really? I mean, Turning Point, this is some sort of nonprofit, right? They have probably a 501c3. They are regulated by the government. Certainly, perhaps an audit would be due for Merited. Charlie Kirk and crew. I'm just saying.
They were making it rain up there on the Ellipse on January 6th?
I mean, it's hard. If someone's giving you
$250 million,
I'd be, yeah, you spread it out, you give it away, you spend it. I mean, what are you going to do with it? Oh, you put it in your pocket, but, you know, you got to pay those around you a little bit. You got to feed, you got to, you know, wet their whistles just a little bit. I mean, this is so gangster, dude. It's entirely obvious. And if this is funneled through some 501c3s or some nonprofits or whatever, I'm not clear how it's all done, and some people should perhaps look into that. But yeah, of course they're gonna go out and pay him that. I'm surprised it was only 60.
You know, there are times where having a Sicilian with his NBA on the panel pays dividends. You might be unique in that way.
Yeah.
The only Sicilian, tell you about Sicilian that
interest,
NBA.
100% interest compounded twice daily. Don't worry about it. I'll let you run a week.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
And then he dies.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, first of all, happy birthday, Dump.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's Michael's going to run on? Fixing the roads that Walker ruined?
Fixing the elections that Trump lost.
There you go. I just got a quick thing to run by you, and then can I read a quote? The thing from my January 6th that I found out is I told Matt yesterday morning, I think that Liz Cheney stumbled on the party platform defending the indefensible. But now here's what I would like to read to you real quickly, if I could. Republicans do not cover up. Republicans do not go ahead and threaten. Republicans do not commit illegal acts. And for God's sakes, Republicans do not view their fellow Americans as enemies to be harassed. Who said that?
No idea. Doesn't seem like anything a Republican would say.
John Dean 50 years ago. Isn't that something, how Republicans have changed?
They have changed. It is the Trump cultist party now, Dick.
Yes, it is.
It's the MAGA party, man. There's no Republican party anymore, Dick. The fringers have taken over. It's the MAGA grift party. Throw in some Christian nationalism on the side. You know, let's go attack some LGBTQ people in Idaho, right? Box up in the back of a U-Haul. I mean, this is, I'm not clear they have changed. I mean, how is this any different than the Klan, right? Than Nazis? How is this any different? This has been with us the entire time. Trump gave everybody permission to be a-holes and to, you know, grift. Everybody's grifting. So you get yours, you get yours. It's like, oh, we're giving away a car. Everybody gets a piece. Yeah, Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeted out about an hour ago, in response to whether he supports same-sex marriage or believes it should be banned, Republican candidate for Governor Tim Michels said today in an interview he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. And thank you for that answer, but you did not answer the question. I mean, he's listening to you, Crudy. So they are not only just, you know, they are adamantly anti-LGBTQ. You know, there's a moment there where, you know, you let it slide and let bygones and let people, what happens in their own, do their own thing. No. That's not how it is. They want this. They want this Old Testament law kind of thing, whatever they could do to justify putting a woman in their place, making sure the gays can't have any fun, can't live the same life and enjoy the same rights that they have. Why? Because they believe in some mythology that justifies their action. What a bunch of bunk. Tim Michaels can go to hell if there was one.
And Dick, if you're going to quote someone to me, I prefer if you quote me to me. Check the Rolling Stone.
I mean, if you did, you'd have to buzz it out.
Man. We'd have to dump it. Let's not go there again. Let's not have this conversation. 844-967-2789. Anything but you could, you know, do a dealer style. Dealer's choice. Now, Dom, I heard you say you had a family affair this evening, being your birthday and all.
Yes.
But I know you're going to drag it out into like the Father's Day weekend. So you're a dad and it's your birthday this week.
Oh, is it Father's Day this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're a father of, you know, at least two that we know.
At least two. Yes. A loving father.
I'd like to think I'm a loving father as well, Dom.
You and all the Republicans. Yes, I'm going to have some family members over today.
My spending brother, time, more time with family?
My brother-in-law and his husband are coming over. So, yeah, I take these anti-LGBTQ things a little personally. You know, I mean, you know, if you don't know anybody, it's like not having any friends that are of a different race or a different religion. I mean, people need to go out and explore a little bit, you know, travel a bit. You know, that cures the racism and reading, that'd be a good thing too, and not just the Foxy News. So, no, I mean, I my brother-in-law had to go get married in Illinois and then have a reception in Wisconsin before the Barbara Crabb ruling came down here in the state of Wisconsin, right? So it was illegal for him to do so now. And they're happily married, man. Been married a long time now. Longer than probably, you know, Donald Trump's, some of his marriages. So this whole thing is just, I'm not going to say a ruse, but it's another thing to just divide the electorate. Why does Tim Michaels care? Why does anybody care who marries who? What does that have to do with anything whatsoever?
Well, the guy's embracing the big lie, Dom, and you can't tell me Michaels is not smart enough to know that Donald Trump didn't win the last election. So why is he doing it? Because he wants to win an election. And in Republican politics these days, that means sell your soul. You know, go look at Exhibit A, Scott Walker. Go look at Exhibit B, Donald Trump, Tim Michaels, Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham. I mean, you cannot keep your character, keep your soul, and be a Republican elected in this day and age. The only one that's still got a soul, and this is sad to say, Dick Cheney's daughter. Liz Cheney has kept her soul.
Oh, don't forget Adam Kinzinger.
Well, I would agree. Kinzinger probably still has a soul. You don't believe in souls. Why are you throwing souls?
I get what you're saying here. I don't believe in any of that bunk, but you know, I get your point. They have some character. They have some morals, something that they believe in.
You don't need 10 commandments to have morals, do you, Dom?
Absolutely not. Do unto others, man.
Do you need family to spend more time with family? Because no. Glenn Grossman, I mean, really, he's talking about Ma, the meatloaf. One last thought for you, Dick, one of our fine callers. We really, really would like to move beyond the quoting other radio shows to this radio show. I've tried to make this point a couple of times.
Come on, you were fine when she brought up you on Stephanie Miller.
Well, that's an exception to the rule. A Dom birthday exception will make
you please post the rules?
But no more. They're arbitrary, as always. Yes!
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary.
The best is yet to come!
Hey! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul! I'll swallow your soul!